Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kevin Johnson is here, too, because he's a guy. He and his brother took the jump. They took the leap several years ago and founded a company in their parents' garage, and I'm going to let him tell you about it because I think you're going to like this story, folks. The company is called Elope. And I told you what it meant a minute ago, but I'm going to let him tell you about it again. Kevin is the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year in the great state of Colorado. He's our new friend. Kevin Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And before we go any further, let me say congratulations on your accomplishments on being the 2004 Colorado Small Business Person of the Year. I am very proud of you.
Yeah, that was a great honor. We were very happy to receive that award.
Yeah, that was a good one. Now, you started your business 12 years ago with your brother, Keith.
That's correct.
Is he still in the business?
Yeah, he still is. Yeah, still. We started 12 years ago out of my parents' garage. We had a bunch of hats, and we started going to trade shows, and the business was born.
Hats. Tell us about the hats.
Well, our hats are more on the fun variety. We started off with kind of a Mad Hatter design, and we've branched out since then. We have every kind of fun hat imaginable, from jesters to king's crowns to the craziest hats you might imagine. We have a.
You mean like the one you wore around Orlando all week when we were down there in May?
Well, that would be
the cat in the hat. That was a cat in the hat.
I was wearing quite a few hats.
I saw you. I remember seeing you, and they were all big, and they were all bright, and you reminded me of Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat.
Yes, yeah, I was down there actually with my girlfriend, and we were both wearing the craziest hats imaginable around that whole week.
He was pretty distinctive, folks. He was distinguishable from the rest of us, except for the time that I had Mickey Mouse ears on. Other than that, he stood out more than anybody. But now tell me, but you said something a minute ago. You said we had a bunch of hats. Now tell me, how did you wind up with a bunch? That's not something most people would say about how they started their business. We had a bunch of hats.
Well, I've always been a hat collector, and I have quite a bit of hats from even before I started my company. But it was an idea we had to wear these fun hats. And it was actually, it doesn't seem like such a strange idea now, 12 years later. But back at the time, people weren't wearing those fun hats. But we thought that they just might like to wear them. So,
you thought there was something wrong with these other people, didn't you?
Something. Well, actually, people thought there was something wrong with us because that was the most asked question in those early days is, do people actually wear these hats?
Yeah, I thought maybe the first thing they would say was, what's wrong with you? Now you came up with an interesting name for your company. It's called Elope. Tell us what that means.
It means everybody's laughing on planet Earth. We really wanted an acronym for our name and something that people who bought our product that they would kind of be let in on a little secret. So that really epitomized what we were all about, and we're very fun-loving, and that seemed like a very appropriate name.
Tell us who your customers are.
Well, it's probably easier to say who isn't our customer because we sell to just about everybody, from gift shops to costume shops to toy stores to little mom-and-mom boutiques all the way up the food chain to the biggest mass merchants.
What about, do you sell, are these party hats, or are these, are they costumes, or do you also sell party hats?
Yeah, we sell to party stores, and we sell to costume shops, and we actually have a line of everyday hats, too, that are still on a little bit on the crazy side, but they're more of a, normal hat that people might wear, out and about during their daily activities.
Well, and folks, if you go to elope.com, there's a link there that says adult hats. And you got an interesting beer cap, can cap there. You got a baseball cap. You've got a bottom top, a boom top, and then a groovy gal, a bunch of different hats here. Pretty funny stuff here. And so, folks, if you're looking for a hat that's distinctive that makes you stand out from everybody else, check out elope.com. All right, now, in the beginning, you didn't have a website. 1988 or 1992, when you guys were first working on this thing, you didn't have websites, did you?
Oh, no. In fact, we didn't even, there wasn't really any business being done on email.
That's right.
It was just not too long after, the fax had been kind of brought into the scene.
Yep. So the internet must have really been a boom to your business.
It really was. It really made everything streamlined so much easier and made us much more efficient.
Right. Now, you have an interesting way of managing your people. I read in your material here that on your website that employee is a four-letter word in your company. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, we really don't like to use the employee word. We're all team members, and we like to make decisions horizontally rather than vertically, which means that everyone in the company has equal say.
Hmm.
And
who makes the final decision?
Well, of course there does have to be a final decision now and again, and my brother and I do make the very final decision, but we really have an open door policy, and we have meetings every Wednesday where everybody in the company, whether they've been there for one day or 10 years, they each get, equal say. And we really are striving to make our company a place where people not only, enjoy working, but, have a great time.
Well, now, how many team members do you have?
25 at this
25
point.
And sales. In the first year you were in business, sales was under $100,000, and you actually published what your 2002 sales were. You want to tell us what your new sales figures are?
We were $5.75 million.
Wow. In party hats, folks, in costume hats, cat in the hat type hats, and things like that. That's a lot of hats. Congratulations. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the 2004 Small Business Person of the Year in the great state of Colorado, Kevin Johnson, one of the co-founders of the company called Elope. Check his website out, elope.com. When we come back, I'm going to ask him if anything keeps him up at night. Stay with us.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
We're back. It's 23 after.
And I saw my reflection.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Kevin Johnson, the Colorado 2004 Small Business Person of the Year, co-founder, along with his brother Keith, of the company called Elope. The website is elope.com. That's everybody's laughing on planet Earth. That's an acronym for that sentence, ladies and gentlemen. And what a great name, what a great company story. What a great story you've got here, Kevin. And again, congratulations. I am proud of you for what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, you started your company 12 or so years ago, you and your brother, and I'm sure that you had your startup challenges like everybody else. There are people who are listening to you right now who are where you were in those days. What would you like to say to them?
Well, we started our business. We had 100% faith in ourselves that we would be successful. And it was nerve-wracking in those early years when we knew that, one deal could make or break us. We'd get a large order and, we might not be able to manufacture the hats quick enough. And, there was chances that we might lose a big customer or something like that. And that could have been, enough to put our company under. But,
How did you deal with those moments?
Well, I'm not a high stress person per se. So I just was very patient and realized that we would persevere and we had the patience. And
but you also probably had to work a little extra hard too to get that done.
Oh yeah, we.
Well, you had to do whatever it took, right? To spend the time, work late nights, weekends, whatever it took.
Yeah, those first 5 years, I'd say we worked a lot of weekends, and I was working most evenings till maybe midnight.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess
which sort of gives lie to the notion that a lot of people have. Well, when I have my own business, I can take off whenever I want to. Well, it is true that you can take off whenever you want to. You just don't get to do that, do you, Kevin?
No, you sure don't. Those early years, you're pretty much married to your business.
And you need to know that going in, don't you?
Yeah, and I think another thing that people should know is that even if you have a great idea and a great product, that the customers and the companies that choose to do business with you, they really don't like to do business with you until they've seen you maybe at the trade shows and seen you been mm-hmm. doing business for 2 or 3 years or maybe even 4 years, and they know you're not going anywhere. They don't want to waste their time with a startup company that might
coming,
not be
you
around.
You keep coming back, so there must be something to you. There must be some critical mass there when they see you more than once.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What did you do to make... I mean, you got to admit that your business is a pretty unusual business. How did you break into the marketplace with that kind of a business?
Well, our main marketing technique has been trade shows. So we started off in those early years. We only went to maybe 2 trade shows a year. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to about 80 shows a year.
Hmm. 80 a year. How many of those do you attend?
Probably about 12.
Yeah. You got employees to do the others?
Well, we have independent sales representatives who only represent our company, but they also represent between, 10 and 20 other different manufacturers of different goods. So a lot of times those sales reps will do, little gift shows around the country mm-hmm. and little regional shows as well. So
right.
when I say 80 shows, I'm also including those type of shows.
Now, I know that you sell through dealers around the country and internationally, I'm sure, but can I buy one of these hats from your website?
We don't sell online as a company. We don't want to upset our retailers who have been with us for all these years. But
now, there's a cap here called, there's a hat here called a Snug Bucket that I think my wife would look good in. If I wanted to buy that hat for her, how would I do that?
Well, if you do go to our website, you could, go to elope.com and put in your zip code, and you could find the retailer nearest you.
That's how we do it.
However, we do have retailers, online retailers.
Okay.
If you're in a rural area and you don't have a store that carries Elope, you could find an online retailer who carries all of our products.
All right. And we can find all that at your website, elope.com.
Exactly.
All right. I've got only about a minute, Kevin. One of the things that I know you do is you have a very active profit sharing program with your employees. I'm sorry, with your team members.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell us about that.
We, at the end of the year, we evaluate our profit and then we split that among, our team members, in 2 ways. One is just in the form of a check that they can use it in any way. And then also we give them money directly into their 401k. We uh-huh. really encourage, planning for their future.
Have you seen that kind of a compensation plan has helped you with keeping good employees?
Oh, definitely. And that's not the only thing we do. I mean, we are always seeking ways to improve, our team member, commitment and happiness in the company.
Kevin, thank you for being here. Congratulations again on being the 2004 Colorado Small Business Person of the Year. Congratulations on your great success. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Kevin Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his website, elope.com. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Russell Brown.
Oh,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.